The following audio is a Pod Bros exclusive or production?
But we have our own website.
And our own Facebook group. Welcome to Medialer Sandwich, episode 23. With me is...
William McCormick from allaboutwilliam.com.
And of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com and youtube.com/ToadenK.
Oh, you didn't say backslash this time. I'm proud of you.
I even said it during the Pod Bros holiday special podcast. I said it, and John Brewski had this look, and he's like, I knew he was going to say, he goes, wow, I just love how you're prepared for it, and it sounds so natural. Like, I'm kind of jealous. I'm just thinking, he knows I said backslash, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting next to Dave the Nerd, and he's all into computers, so I'm waiting for him to say something, too. I think he noticed, and then he drank more whiskey or moonshine.
Or whatever he was drinking, I couldn't
Yeah, know, he brought his own moonshine. It's really good. Again, I'm Toden from Toden.com. With me is William from allaboutwilliam.com. And... so we started a community on Facebook less than, you know, it was a week from yesterday. And we're talking about recording dates here. A week from yesterday, we started this group. And it's not a fan group. It's a community. In fact, I know for a fact a lot of people in this group don't know that there's even a podcast called Medialer Sandwich. And I'm okay with that. It's about talking to each other. Yeah, there's promotion going on, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But it's about learning from each other and being in community. I'm actually really shocked that a couple people already sort of asked for tiny little meetups, because most of the people that join the group are from the Michigan area, but it's open to anybody.
Yep.
And there has been a few questions posted on it.
Yeah, we can go through some of those questions at any time.
Right. And I, you know, so I want to keep that open. So... anyone that has questions, of course, you can always comment, rate, you know, subscribe, email, tweet. We each have our own individual Twitter accounts. I'd rather you go to our websites and find them, because you might see a better way to communicate that you'd rather talk to us through.
Yes.
You know, each person's individual. That's why I don't have a Medialer Sandwich Twitter. I kind of don't want to maintain it. I should have one maybe, but... your mic picked that up.
Yes, it did. Well, do you want to get into the questions or something?
Right. The first question, let's actually... someone did comment this question a while back.
Oh, yeah. That was like, what, the second episode? Maybe the first?
Sorry, D'Angelo, but we're getting to it now. Because we really wanted to spend a good amount of one episode on it.
Yeah, because it's a really good question. I don't have the whole question here. I just kind of shortened it up. But it was like,
okay,
when should you search for a YouTube network? And what should you look for in a YouTube network? It's pretty much a question all about networks.
Right. And I know we touched on it. And that's why he asked it, because we touched on it and he wanted more information. Of course, this is D'Angelo from
Imperfect Swirled. It's... the imperfect is plural, I believe it is. Imperfect Swirled.
Or possessive. But if you look for Imperfect Swirled, just Imperfect Swirled on YouTube, you'll find them. He has a podcast. And so the question with YouTube networks, we both belong to at least one network. I belong to several. Well, I belong to two, but I've talked to many, many networks. In fact, I'm wearing a shirt of a network I used to be part of.
So did I.
And then a lot of people. This used to be like, I don't know if it ever was the biggest network. We're talking about Full Screen, by the way. I don't know if it was ever the biggest network, but there was a time where everyone we talked to was part of Full Screen.
Yeah, and they're actually a really good network. I mean,
They're every network is different, and we talked about this with John Brewski, actually, because we're trying to figure out the difference between a YouTube network and a podcast network. Yeah. They are very different, and more than that, every network is different from the next network. So it's really hard to go into certain details, but talking exclusively about YouTube networks, people join them because they want to get more popular, or they want to make more money, or they want tools. And the thing with a lot of this is a lot of the tools keep getting unrolled to everybody. The making money part, now anyone can monetize. It wasn't always that way in YouTube. Now pretty much anybody can monetize, meaning put advertisements on their videos. And even that's not the biggest way to make money on YouTube, is through sponsors. But
yeah,
you know, you don't make that much money through monetization.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Even though my viewership went up and the amount of monetized views that I have went up with it, my revenue's actually gone down in the last 2 years.
Mine too. Views on a whole went down for most people.
Yeah, mine kind of went up for my tech channel.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because, you know, every time YouTube changes something, all the bigger tech channels go, oh, I'm leaving YouTube, and then close their channels. And
right.
Me just kind of riding the waves, I pick up those views. So, yeah.
All right, so with the networks, what are they good for?
Well, now, that's
actually... See how hard of a question this is now? Because it used to be you joined a network because you want monetization. Now you can get monetization without being part of a network. And extra tools, because there used to be tools that you had to be part of a network to have access to. But now you have access to the majority. I think there's still one or two things, just small little options. They're not even... I'm sure if you Google this, you have more in depth. And plus, this stuff changes every day. So I don't want to say something and have it change tomorrow. Because I've even read a book recently within a year that talked about what networks can do, and it was already outdated.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot with YouTube and stuff like that.
Right. Most things technology-based that are web-based that can change on somebody's whim.
The biggest thing that I can think of right now is the one video I have, which is getting the most views, I can't monetize under YouTube directly because they rejected my monetization claims. They don't think I own the copyright to it. And then they took away my ability to even put it in for monetization.
What?
Yeah. So when I was in full screen, I could monetize that all I wanted. Not in full screen, not in any network anymore. I can't monetize that video.
I've noticed the same thing with some of the videos where I use public domain, cartoons. I was doing some like Mystery Science 3000 type stuff where I was showing, I was showing a movie, and then I had a silhouette of myself and my writing partner, Brian, also known as Ducky. I had our silhouettes, and just like the Mystery Science 3000, and we're over, the video giving our comments, and it was, public domain cartoons. I was able to monetize it underneath Collective Digital Studio, which is no longer around. I don't know if someone bought them or they just changed all their branding to Studio 77, but I was able to monetize underneath them. But I can't monetize underneath YouTube. I mean, I could go through some of the steps, but
yeah,
I wasn't getting that many views. I wasn't too worried about it. But so with networks, one of the bigger things, I did get a dip in views. Now, not everyone sees that, but I do believe that networks tell you that you would actually go up in the algorithm, meaning when someone searches stuff, your YouTube channel or videos are supposed to be a little bit higher than other people, but there's so much more to the algorithm. You can't just say you're in a network, you're going to be higher than everyone else. That it doesn't work that way either.
No, so much stuff changes with all that, with that algorithm too.
It goes with views, average videos. It goes to engagement, which includes comments, people rating, shares. And there's so much that goes into it. Also goes with keywords and there's more stuff that goes into it than I know, and it changes.
Yeah.
So that argument is neither here nor there. Keep in mind, neither one of us are with the YouTube network now. No. We're with a podcast network, Pod Bros, but that's a completely different story.
Yeah.
And we're going to, and I'm not going to make a half hour podcast into an hour podcast just trying to go into that conundrum.
I do want to state this as a word of warning. Is when they start promising you stuff, make sure you still read that contract.
Make sure promises are in the contract. Yes. Things they will not promise you. They will not promise you sponsors. They will tell you that they will help you get sponsors.
Well, I had one network. I'm not going to say their name. Mm-hmm. But they actually told me that they were going to give me some great split. And I read the contract and I told them that the contract they sent me had a standard 70-30 split, mm-hmm. or a 60-40 split. I forget what it
they
was.
It said the 60-40. I remember you telling me about
this. Okay, yeah, the 60-40 split. And when I asked them about it, they're like, oh, I'll just sign it anyway. We'll fix it later. I'm not signing that. No. Not happening.
Now, when I joined Collective, they promised me a 80-20 split, and the contract said 70-30. And I brought that up. Like, oh, we'll change that for you right away. Which was great that they did that.
Yeah.
They never promised me certain things. They never promised me sponsorships or anything like that. But they told me they wanted me to keep making one of the series I was doing, which was microphone comparisons. And I told them I can't do that without some sort of sponsorships or, you know, or can we work on something? Can we, you know, that I can even rent cameras or can you try to get me a partnership? Like, well, who would you like to partner with? And like, oh, no one's ever responded. Now, there's a couple times I reached out by myself. I got people to respond and then I sent them to them because I don't have lawyers. And these are the type of things that they said they can handle and they'll just like, oh, they went away. I would like to know more about this. And what I got from that experience is, don't be lazy. Handle stuff yourself. Or get a real manager. Because networks are not a managing system. They're not your manager. They're there to collect as many channels as they can. And yes, they will get some people sponsorships. And yes, they will try to work out movie deals with those that make them the most money. Because sponsors, they don't know what they want. Or, excuse me, what they want isn't realistic. So they spend a lot of time talking to the sponsors, trying to bring down what they feel is realistic down to what really is realistic. Such as, I want someone with 30 million views. There's only 3 people with 30 million views.
Yeah.
You know, let's bring down to what is realistic, and it's hard to bring them down even further. Now, there used to be some really cool programs with full screen, which are no longer around because there was too many people using the programs, which they should because they're partners, absolutely use the programs, but it just wasn't working out because when bigger people would use the programs, what program time was, there was a thing called the Gorilla
Campaign.
Gorilla Campaign.
I had 2 of them. I did 2 of them.
I did a few of them. I think I did like 6 or 7.
I made really good money off of them. But you're right. When some other YouTube channel, the bigger YouTuber channels, they'd take it up. They had a cash pool kind of.
Right. There was a cap to it.
Yep. And it would get sucked dry pretty quick.
So, okay, so what would happen is an advertiser, like Real Housewives of whatever. So Real Housewives of whatever would say, we're going to invest this much money into this. And you're going to get paid, $2 CPM, let's say. I forgot what it really was, but we'll just say $2 CPM, meaning dollar per 1,000 clicks per mil, really 1,000 impressions, something like that. And because you're part of this, you don't really need 1,000 views to get that $2. If you only got 10 views, you'll still get the percentage of whatever that works out to, up to their cap. and their cap is set for everybody that participates. And of course, whatever they ask for, which in this case was like a 20-second commercial that will play in the pre-roll. So instead of getting a normal pre-roll, it would be you advertising Real Housewives in the pre-roll.
Yeah.
And this is a real example, by the way, because I was part of that campaign. I don't ask me what Real Housewives it was. I was just curious how it worked, so I did it.
Yeah.
I don't even know which one.
GE.
Yeah, it was never anything I watched. I really think I sat there and shook my desk and had and did my own voiceover for that. And I had a very worried look in my face because I thought maybe someone would think I watched that show. I apparently have a friend that was on one of those shows, too. Someone I went to school with was on, I think, whatever the first one was.
I don't know.
Other classmates have told me that she was in commercials arguing with her stepmom. So, I don't know.
Eh.
I never saw it, so I don't remember any, but I don't remember which one it was. Anyways, whatever one I did the commercial for, that's how it worked. It was, you do what they ask you to do, whether if it's 20 seconds at the beginning of your video, a whole video devoted to it within a time frame showing a clip, you were given the CPM for the views you get, and until everyone involved in that campaign would hit the cap, that's what you get. So when larger YouTubers did it, they would obviously get that cap, make it go faster because they had more views.
There was one case right before they stopped the guerrilla campaign in which one person took one day to hit that cap. Like, one person. And it was one of the bigger YouTubers. Mm-hmm. That YouTuber was able to actually get the views required to get the cap within 2 hours.
And you can't blame them.
No. No.
They should have did a couple things. And I've heard there could be a program going on this now, because I remember talking to Fullscreen and a couple other networks saying they want programs similar to that, but they're going to put different things on it.
Yeah.
They wanted to call it different things. Like, even Fullscreen said they want to bring it back, but they weren't going to call it Guerrilla Campaign. They were going to call it something else.
Yeah, because my contact when I was with them was telling me they were going to change it. Because I was actually, at the time, looking to do a Guerrilla Campaign where I hosted, put some money in it, but I also didn't want one channel sucking up the whole thing.
Yeah. I'd want to do a guerrilla campaign. It's a great idea. I want many channels to participate. I want many channels as possible because it's so much cheaper for the brand.
Yeah.
It's so much cheaper for the brand because you're not getting 5 or 6 commercials or 2 commercials. You're getting up to hundreds of commercials across all sorts of influencers. However, the caveat to that is you're not in complete control of the content. You get to approve the content, but it can't be 100% what you want.
No.
But that's also a part of the branding, too. It meets other people's branding, so you have other voices supplying their real voice. But I don't know if they do that anymore. Fullscreen stopped. They might have brought it back up. Neither one of us are on networks anymore, so we don't know if anyone does this. Collective did something similar, not quite. They used to put up a newsletter, say, hey, if you want to try to join this type thing or this partnership, like Loot Crate, hey, to get this percentage off Loot Crate or get a free Loot Crate for this, apply to this. I applied to every single one, and like, because it was a once-a-month newsletter, I applied to everything in 3 months just to see if I get accepted to any of it, and I never did.
Yeah.
And one of the things was just collabing with people, and someone that I met at VIP parties at Playlist Live, they've said they would collab with me. And I put in for that. They never even got the request because someone at the network was like, they're not big enough. Well, if I'm not big enough, why would you put it in a newsletter?
Yeah.
And I talked to them like, hey, you still want to collab? And you know, we didn't. Ultimately, we didn't because on my part, I didn't follow through. You're busy. And And I just really wanted to see how that process worked. And my contact told me, yes, because you don't have enough views. Then why did you give me the opportunity? Or why did you make it seem like I had the opportunity? And he never met with me.
No, at Collective.
Yeah, this full screen, I sort of had one, and they actually put me in the category. Remember this, if you, they put everyone in categories, like, you're with full screen, but you're with Vlog Union. You're in, so you should, so you only have access to these forums with Vlog Union. You can't talk to the beauty creators. Yeah, but I mostly make movies. Would you like to be in that one then? Because we thought you mostly belong vlogging. Well, I do vlogs, but I also do movies. And because I do movies and I want to do more collabs, I want to talk to the beauty people, because when I go to playlists, I want someone to do makeup. Oh, that makes sense, but we can't let you do that. And at one point, there was nothing from Vlog Unit. Is this still around? Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's, by the way, I'm your new point of contact. Well, yeah. Who are you? Well, I've been your point of contact for 4 months. And then there's what happened to you.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of my point of contact and informed me that I wasn't going to have one anymore.
You didn't even have anyone to talk. Like, ask any questions to anymore.
No, and that's what they were doing with a lot of the smaller YouTubers, was bringing them in and going, you have to email the support. And I hear they've gotten a lot better after that.
Right, yeah. I've talked to a couple of people that work for Full Screen later on.
Yep.
And, you know, I could go more into that, but I'm not. I feel like I've really strayed away from the question.
I think so, too.
Because it's hard to address this question without saying what the problems are.
Yeah.
If you're a really large YouTuber, if you're a medium sized, if you're a small YouTuber that might hit medium, you might have networks already contacting you.
Yeah, I get them once, twice a month.
Broadband TV is notorious for grilling people to try to get to join them. I've got so many emails from that. I think they finally stopped because I told them, hey, look, if you don't look at your notes, if you guys aren't keeping track of who you contact, because I've been contacted 4 times and I play around in the same circle where I want certain things and you say no, why don't you put that in the system so the next person knows that? Don't contact me unless you can meet these needs, and absolutely talk about what you want and what you need. They will be honest with you, because you will, or you should say, this is what I need in my contract.
I make sure I do that too.
One person, Andy from the Lion's Den, he told me, and this was a long time ago, a lot of things changed, this was years and years ago, he told me, hey, this is the split I want, or not told me, but this is what he told me, they told the network, this is the split I want. I'm willing to go this lower split, but I want on a trial basis, like a 90 days, and if I fail to be happy, then I can leave out, or if I am happy, you give me this split up here, and then I will sign a longer contract. And the person he talked to said, that sounds perfectly reasonable. And then they came back and says, I'm sorry, I thought you had this many subscribers. Since you only have this many subscribers, we can't do that for you. In fact, the split that I could give you is even lower what you said you're willing to take for the trial period. And since then, they pretty much brought everyone down to a lower split. I don't know how it is now. I know it used to be 70-30 was the typical intro. Now I believe it's 60-40 is the typical.
I think so. I think it's 60-40.
But there's a ton more options out there as well. There's a ton more networks. There's a billion networks out there. I know one person I was talking to for a while, I honestly thought about joining, but I didn't because I wanted something to be more of a manager standby. And they said, if I wanted help getting brands, I have to join this other company they were starting. So why do I need to join 3 companies?
Just to do one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hate it when the networks do that.
Right. I understand that you're trying to broaden your horizons, but if this is what I want, why would I join your network? Well, because you'll get a higher revenue for your AdSense. According to YouTube, they're trying to change that. Or at least they were at one point, and everything changes. That's what I can't really give.
Yeah.
It's so hard to give advice because everything changes. Pretty much everything we said, you can't go to the bank with it.
I'm completely willing to bet that the second you get this video edited and this podcast up, something in this video will no longer be relevant.
Right. And we've already talked about plenty of things that aren't relevant anymore. Yeah. We're kind of putting out our grievances.
Yeah, I haven't been in a network in 3 years, so I don't know how networks are anymore. I get contacted by them a lot. I entertain their thoughts a lot, but sometimes I have to argue with them over what's in the contract versus what they told me it would be. And
you're right.
One or two I just didn't like, something in the contract.
The last two networks and the... Not the last platform, but one of the other video platforms, the last platform I actually joined, I didn't really need much convincing. But some of the other platforms that have came towards me and networks, I asked them, are you willing to come on my podcast when we talk? Just treat me like a normal person. I'm going to treat, I'm going to go through everything I go with everyone else. Do you mind being recorded on this? And they normally say no, or they'll like, well, we're actually in the middle of changing things, so we don't want anything to go on record right now. Well, then why are you talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that response too. Mm-hmm. Here, you want to come on a video? We can talk about the what we're doing, me coming on? Something more like we did with... John, when we joined Pod Bros, that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. He came in person.
Yes, he did.
He came in person and was willing to talk about whatever we... And if you haven't seen that video, go back and watch that video. I put him in a slightly awkward position a little bit in there, but he's fantastic. Yeah. And I already knew that everything I asked him, I've asked him before.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the questions we asked him, we already knew the answers to. Mm-hmm. The only thing we didn't know was when me and him were playing with that boxing monkey. And then I hit the boom mic, and I was terrified. But I didn't say nothing. I was like, he'll find it and edit.
Keep in mind, these are also video. So, you can listen to that. But if you go and watch it, you have no idea that... Everyone's playing with toys. Why we are talking about joining a network? So please comment, rate, subscribe. I feel like one of the best ways to ask those questions is to join the group, and you're not just getting our opinion, you're getting other people's opinions. And you can also promote yourself that way too if you're also an independent creator. It doesn't matter if you're a filmmaker, YouTuber, vlogger, comic book artist, singer, ukulele player, violinist with your false teeth that you only play on a Wednesday. comment, rate, subscribe, MediaLayerSandwich.com, YouTube.com/ToadandK.
AllAboutWilliam.com, YouTube.com/BasicComputerHelp, YouTube.com/AllAboutWilliam.
I didn't know you had a YouTube channel as well with that.
It's not that active. I just post up random stuff, usually vlogs. I want to change it into something, but not sure yet.
Mark will be out for another week or two. You can find him at crazymark.com. He is also on the Pod Bros Holiday Special. So you can find that at podbros.com, as you can with the audio and video from this. We love Pod Bros. As you're doing a holiday shopping, please feel free to go to podbros.com and click on their Amazon link. And on their Amazon link, it just sends you over to Amazon, but Podbros will get a little piece of that to go towards their production and their equipment. And it not just helps them out, but helps the whole network out. And it doesn't cost you anything. No. And that's another way you can make money and monetize on YouTube.
Yeah.
And when the networks actually try to sell that to me as a positive for some reason, even though... you
wasn't your cut to, like, the exact same as doing it regularly anyway?
Yes.
Yes. So, hey.
Anyways, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and I really hope you enjoyed our long-winded discussion.
Yay. All right, well, good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.